Some cities in the Netherlands are trying a novel way to uncover illegal marijuana plantations. Citizens are being encouraged to sniff them out. Authorities in The Hague and Rotterdam are mailing scratch-and-sniff marijuana cards out to residents. The idea is to teach people what pot plants smell like. Then they can call the police if they happen to notice the same smell coming from, say, a neighbor's apartment or a storefront. The World's Jerry Haddon has our story.
The scratch-and-sniff card looks like an oversized postcard. It's green with two white squares in the middle. That's where you scratch. Rashid Onrishin of Rotterdam's Public Safety Office came up with the idea. He demonstrates.
When you scratch here,
scratch and smell.
It does smell like cannabis.
Yes. It's
30,000 Dutch citizens have found one of these cards in their mailbox in the past couple of weeks. It's a pilot program. It's meant to test the public's willingness to tip off the police. Onrishin wants the public to understand that today's growers of cannabis operate large-scale plantations.
A few years ago in the Netherlands was a romantic idea that someone was growing cannabis plants in his bathroom or bathroom. But that was a few years ago. But nowadays we see that there are criminal people, criminal organizations, which are behind these cannabis plantations. So they intimidate the people in the neighborhood.
And they grow much more pot than what the Dutch police have historically tolerated. They usually let you grow up to 5 plants for personal use. But Onrishin says the growers the police are targeting cultivate a lot more.
You earn a lot of money with these plantations. I think when you have a normal plantation about, say, 400 plants, you can earn 100,000 euro cash. I think in the Netherlands, we talk about millions of euros a year. Maybe 50-100 million euros. So it's big business.
The Scratch and Sniff pilot program targets urban neighborhoods where pot growing is common. But authorities face a cultural challenge. The Dutch tend not to frown on pot smoking or growing. Take this woman in a cafe in The Hague. She doesn't want to give her name. She says she's not about to help the police find marijuana growers.
It's not that I'm going to smell the cart. Okay, where is it? Where is it? No, I'm not that kind of... There are people who will do that. Yeah, but it's not something that I would do.
Supporters of the scratch and sniff cards are aware of such attitudes, so they aren't emphasizing the criminality of pot growing, but the dangers.
The main reason we care is because of the safety.
Rene de Brown is with a Dutch electricity supplier that backs the program. She says big-time pot growers often jerry-rig complicated lighting and irrigation systems, and that leads to trouble.
A lot of times a short circuit exists because of due to water contact and electricity. You can think of the use of a large number of extension leads is another major risk that can cause fire.
Rotterdam's public safety office puts the number at 2 fires a month. Tell that to the cafe visitor, and she reconsiders her opposition to the scratch-and-sniff cards.
When it's my neighbor and I know that it's dangerous, then I maybe call the police.
Scratch-and-sniff is part of a larger Dutch campaign to shed the country's image as a drug haven. So-called coffee shops like this one in Amsterdam have been around for years. They sell joints and bags of buds alongside the muffins and cookies. Dozens of coffee shops have been closed down in the past year for being too close to schools or for selling to minors. But the guy behind the bar here says the crackdown will never work.
I think it's a bad idea, man. I think it's a waste of time.
Maybe not, say the scratch and sniff folks. Anonymous calls to police are up by 25% in the first 2 weeks of the program. The campaign is set to go nationwide if studies show the mailing is successful. And this note, the cannabis smell on the cards comes from an extract of the real deal. Rotterdam's Richard Onrishin says the active ingredient of marijuana has been removed.
Because otherwise we get people say, okay, I will sniff 100 cards, so I'm high. That's not possible with this card.
In the Netherlands, you can never be too careful. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Rotterdam.